admit the IRA's violence was unjustified and apologise for its actions. That's the blunt message to Sinn Féin from the Ulster Unionist Party leader Mike Nesbitt in a speech about reconciliation. Mr Nesbitt also challenged Sinn Féin to tell the truth about past IRA actions, and he accused the IRA of writing the roadmap that guided the dissident Republicans who killed prison officer David Black this month. The UUP leader's speech was responding to a Sinn Féin reconciliation initiative being led by its national chairperson, Declan Kearney. Both Mike Nesbitt and Declan Kearney are on the line this morning. Mike Nesbitt, if I could start with you, what prompted you to make a speech like this?
Well, there's no doubt, Joel, that there's a toxic legacy, a kind of Achilles heel in terms of devolution, and that is the legacy of the past, which we have yet to deal with. So earlier this year, we put out our own paper, a position paper on dealing with the past. And we felt that was an appropriate time also to look at reconciliation, because there's a kind of contradiction coming out of Republicans, because in dealing with the past, they're calling for an independent international process. And yet on reconciliation, they're trying to lead on a process, and it seems to me no one party, but particularly Sinn Féin, can succeed in a process of reconciliation if they want to take ownership of it. Studying what they're saying, it's just clear, that they're totally in denial. They're in denial about what they did, the impact of what they did, and the fact, particularly, that if there was anything wrong with the way Northern Ireland was governed in the past, Nobody needed to die. Nobody needed to be injured to get where we are today.
So you think a core part of any reconciliation process would be an admission by Sinn Féin and the Republican movement that all acts of violence in the past were unjustified?
I think that's absolutely core, because otherwise, as I say, the Republican movement is in denial about what they did. And what they did, Joel, was they turned on the tap of a dirty, grubby little terrorist war, and that is a tap that they are now unable to turn off, as we've witnessed most recently with the murder of the prison officer, David Black. You know, Sinn Féin condemned that. Gerry Adams said it was wrong, but it was a kind of half-hearted condemnation, because he said it was wrong because there was no political strategy behind it. And that is to say that all the murders of prison officers and soldiers and police officers that he refused to condemn were all right because there was a political strategy behind them. Well, it wasn't all right. There is a consistent moral code that said all those murders were wrong.
Declan Kearney, were all those murders wrong?
Hello, Joel. Hello, Mike. Martin Wydeef.
Morning.
Good to hear from you again, Mike. I think, Joel, that Mike missed an opportunity in a speech yesterday evening to introduce some new thinking to this whole debate and to give real political leadership. I think there's a few things going on. The first thing that occurred to me was I wondered whether the transfer season had opened up within unionism, and that Mike was looking for a transfer to the TUV or the DUP. But more specifically and particularly, the speech, as a missed opportunity, I think owes more to intra-unionist rivalries than any serious attempt to contribute to a discussion on reconciliation. I guess that Mike is really trying to upstage Peter Robinson a week out from his annual conference. And he's really, unfortunately, borrowed TUV-like language in a silly attempt, I think, to try and outmaneuver the DUP. But, I mean, he's got the wrong target, really, because his party is losing support to the Alliance and to UKIP and independent unionists. It's not to the DUP. So really what we need at this point in time, and I've said this repeatedly, and I've said it to Mike publicly, and I've also said it to him privately, we don't need any more recriminatory rhetoric. What we all need to do is start to try and collectively shape a vision for reconciliation. Now, based on last night's speech, we now know what Mike's against. What exactly is he for?
But to come back to the point that was made, I mean, do you ever see a process that would include Republicans saying that all violence and all murders were wrong?
We're still in conflict resolution mode. And what Sinn Féin's trying to do, and has been attempting over the course of the last year is to open up a space within which we can have a cross-community and an all-inclusive discussion around how we can, in fact, create a new phase of the peace process which will allow for the peace to be consolidated, but to move to a point where we can start to reconcile our differences.
But it is a key point, though, isn't it, as to whether Republicans still feel that, that murders or some murders were justified?
The point is this. If we want to talk about past actions, then let's talk about all past actions. And that includes the role of political unionism in perpetuating 50 years of unionist misrule in this state, which left the context within which violence erupted in 1969 and 1970, and in turn gave way to the war which was waged in our streets. And a war that was waged in our streets by all sides, not just Republicans, by the British Army, by Unionist paramilitaries, and on many occasions, Unionist paramilitaries whose actions were rationalised and legitimised by Unionist politicians, including Unionist politicians from within Mike Nesbitt's own party.
Mike Nesbitt?
Declan's in denial, Joel. Declan is absolutely in denial. And the analysis that he started there with was some sort of spurious analysis of why I said what I said and the timing of what I said it.
Well, he's effectively saying you're playing to the crowd.
Yeah, and not one word of analysis about the contents of the speech. Declan's first speech back in March in this process began by saying, many years ago, unionists told Republicans our words could not be heard over the sound of guns and bombs. And then he went on to say, with the benefit of hindsight, their assertions have been proved right. That is just a dismal acknowledgement that the terrorist campaign did no good at all, that all those murders and lost lives were for nothing. Sinn Féin are in denial. And unless they can accept that, I don't see how we can move into a process of reconciliation. Neither do I, Joel, believe that we have a common understanding of what reconciliation means. If you asked 100 people to write down their interpretation of reconciliation, I suspect you get pretty close to 100 significantly different thoughts.
Well, if that is the case, then how can we have any confidence in the local political parties being able to find even a definition that they'll agree with, never mind a process?
Well, we have engaged in the only process which is underway, which was started by the former Secretary of State, Owen Paterson. We were first through the door, so we don't lack appetite to engage in a reconciliation process. We spoke to Owen Paterson. I can't tell you what that process is. Can't even tell you whether Sinn Féin have it.
Well, you asked a question in your speech last night. What do they mean by reconciliation? So let's ask Declan Kearney this morning and see if we can find any common ground. Mike Nesbitt asked that question, Declan Kearney. What do Republicans mean by reconciliation? So spell it out this morning.
I've done so on a number of occasions. And in the first instance, we said that we had to approach this discussion around the development of a process in an entirely non-prescriptive way, in order that we could, in fact, share our own perceptions, ideas and our visions and how we could put together the architecture for a reconciliation process. Because, you see, we've hurt one another enough. Republicans have hurt unionists, and unionists have hurt Republicans. And there is a reality that there is enormous pain which continues to be carried within each community. Now, I don't think it's good enough for us to continue with that legacy and for political leadership leaders to stand off their responsibility for attempting to address how best that can be relieved. That we acknowledge the pain that was caused by all of us to one another, and then we set about how best we can, with whatever collective genius we can muster, to try and attempt some salving and, if possible, resolution and closure of that pain and hurt.
Yeah, how would it manifest itself in your mind? How would you see that playing itself out?
Well, I'll come to that. I don't believe that that's an impossible task, but it requires collective will and a belief that we should do that together. And that is not served by Mike standing carping and talking in moral tongues. Much better that we sit down together, face to face. I offered in June to Mike that his party and my party should sit down privately and discuss these issues out. Let's put everything on the table and see how we could begin in a joined way to provide leadership. Now, I emailed Mike again in July, and Mike has yet to come back to take up on that offer. But doing that would be a start. Mike made a point about an analysis. And regrettably, for those who take the time to read Mike's speech, it comes down to this. In summary, the analysis of Mike's speech is reconciliation is a Republican conspiracy. Republicans were bad and amoral. State murder was and is okay. Republicans should wear sackcloth and ashes. And Republicans should apologise for everything. And then there won't be a need for any reconciliation. Now, I don't see any point in that type of recrimination. I gave a speech in Westminster a couple of weeks ago, and I set out a Sinn Féin roadmap for how we could begin to create a template for discussion on how we all might contribute to a discussion on reconciliation. And there were four elements to the roadmap. But the core of it was that I said, we need to bring leadership initiatives to how that is done, to set an example to all of our communities, the Republican community and the Unionist community. I said we should get on with the implementation of the CSA strategy. We need to then take forward and copper fasten that with a charter supporting anti-sectarianism, equality and mutual respect. And if we did that, that as an initiative in itself would actually contribute to easing the parading impasse and begin to ensure that power sharing happens across all councils, because Mike's party, you see, still refuses to share power with Sinn Féin, Republicans and Nationalists in councils where the Ulster Unionist Party is the majority with the DUP. But secondly, I said, and just very briefly, secondly, I said that there was the potential for political leaders giving leadership in relation to advancing new cross-community and multi-agency initiatives aimed at reducing segregation in our society.
Okay.
We need to sit down, thirdly, and develop a united platform in opposition to anti-peace process militarism and the violence and criminality coming from Unionist paramilitaries. And fourthly and lastly, cross-community and cross-party agreement on additional strategic, economic and social interventions in areas of objective need across the North in Unionist and Nationalist communities. And that's as a start. For then beginning a conversation and a discussion.
You've had a good go. I mean, it's just a hunch, Mike Nesbitt, but there doesn't seem to me to be a lot of common ground.
No, there doesn't. And I've listened carefully to what Declan said there over a long answer, which was in response to the question, what do you mean by reconciliation? And I'm still none the wiser. The most important thing that Declan has said, to my mind, this morning, Joe, the most interesting thing is he has criticised me for introducing morality to this debate. He has criticised me. He says I am wrong to introduce morality.
No, Mike, I said that you spoke in moral tongues and you have taken a hypocritical approach to the development and the setting of a standard on morality, and that is a wrong thing to do.
Thanks.
You're in no position to pontificate about morality to Republicans or anyone else.
Oh, Declan, I think Republicans need to be told a few things. You said you wanted to get into uncomfortable conversations. You don't seem to be that keen once you get into uncomfortable conversations, Declan.
Oh, Mike, I'm well up for uncomfortable conversations. Reconciliation isn't about throwing flowers at one another, but what we do need to do, and you need to do it as a leader, and I need to do it as a leader.
I was with some victims yesterday. I've often
closed the tap on the recrimination, and let's sit down and discuss reconciliation.
Mike, there's my biggest point, then I'll bring you back in.
I have often been with groups of victims who have lost loved ones and have been hurt by IRA and by Republican violence, who fear that a definition of reconciliation is they have to go and hug the people who hurt them. And Declan talks about all sorts of spirits of generosity and reaching out to each other and our common humanity. Is he going to go and hug the paratroopers from Bloody Sunday? You know, Republicans talk about they want reconciliation. They want the British government to be persuaders for a united Ireland. That's their job. And they're full of hypocrisy. You know, they inhibit the Smithwick Tribunal for establishing the facts about how Harry Breen and Bob Buchanan got to be murdered. You know, they've got executive ministers who are being hung out to dry because they seem to be sectarian in their employment practices. They're condemning the Loyal Orders as sectarian, but not a word about the people who go out to protest on the streets.
You see,
and I take you back to today's murders are wrong because there's no underlying political strategy. So if you have a political strategy, it's okay to go out and condemn people. David Black, yeah, you condemn the murder, But your group in Dungannon Council didn't even support the opening of a book of condolence.
We'll make you diminish yourself and no one else by opportunistically trying to make stupid politics on the grief of a recently bereaved family.
Well, what
do you think about opening a book of condolence? Do you agree with your group on Dungannon Council?
I am not going to share with you stupid politics and opportunistically dancing on the grave of a man who has just been buried. You know very well the nature
Do you agree with your group?
Condemnation of the killing of David Black.
It is not unqualified, Declan. It is not unqualified. Do you agree with your group?
And we're not going to go into a cul-de-sac with you this morning, unfortunately, because that's all you bring to this discussion. What you need to do, Mike, is this.
You need to sit down in a calmer frame of mind
and take the opportunity and the invitation I'm extending to you again for your party and my party to sit down, put all of the issues on the table, and let's explore together the potential for a reconciliation.
You see, Declan Kearney, in the north. It appears here that both the Ulster Unionist Party and the DUP have rejected your idea and in terms of moving this process forward. And the speech that you made and the suggestions that you put forward, it seems aren't really going to take us forward anywhere.
And that reminds me, Joel, this is all reminiscent of the earliest days of the peace process. When unionism, the UUP and the DUP, brought rejection and refusal to engage in the whole idea of multi-party talks.
But you can understand some of the points that are being made. You're talking about uncomfortable conversations. And two of the issues that keep coming up, and they were alluded to again in the speech last night, number one, are Republicans prepared at any point to say that violence was unjustified? And number two, are we going to reach a point where, in whatever sort of process, if uncomfortable conversations are being held about particular atrocities, are Republicans going to take up a position, as Martin McGuinness took up during the Savile inquiry, and say, well, I have a code of honour, I have a duty, under no circumstances will I be making any sort of references to people who were involved in terrorist operations? So, I mean, in your view, will those sort of discussions be excluded from any sort of process?
Well, Sinn Féin's position in relation to the past was very clear. We're the only party that has put forward a substantive proposal for how we should deal with that. And that's an unqualified position. Let everyone step into the room at the same time. Let former combatants, current combatants, politicians, the state, both states...
And Republican codes of honour would be left at the door.
And then in the context of an international, independent truth recovery process, then we can begin the job of work, of trying to bring truth to those families who still crave truth for what happened to their loved ones.
And the Republican code of honour would be left at the door in those circumstances.
Well, you need to hear what I'm saying, Joel.
Yes.
Please.
But it's an important point.
But in the context of that type of framework, then everyone steps into the arena at the same time, and everyone then is responsible for taking responsibility for all of their past actions, and doing so simultaneously, and doing so in a fulsome way. Now, if I can just go back to the point that I made, Jim Molyneux, you see, in 1994, spoke about the idea of an IRA cessation at that point in time, which was a catalyst for our peace process, as being the most destabilising act since partition. Now, notwithstanding that type of rejectionism, with persistence, we still got a peace process, in spite of Jim Molyneux. The next logical step for us to move our peace process into is a new phase which can begin to explore and cherish reconciliation and try to begin the work of healing past hurt so that none of that is passed on to future generations. Now, I'd far rather that Mike could sign up in a non-prescriptive way to that and in a non-conditional way, join with me and others in discussing how that might be brought about. Now, if he decides to stand off it, then that's fair enough. But in the same way that despite Jim Molyneux's opposition, We got a peace process. We will inevitably bring reconciliation to this society. Reconciliation to finish is not a Sinn Féin project. Sinn Féin is attempting to open a discussion, and we want others to join with all of us in that. We need a national discussion and reconciliation, and then we need a plan and a strategy for how we take that forward.
I want to get callers in. There are a lot of callers to get in this, and you've had a good goal, Declan Kearney, and there are a lot of callers want to talk on this. You've had a good go. I want to give Mike Nesbitt the chance to respond to that. And also, Mike, I want to say to you, well, you know, what's the problem with international help here? We've needed international help in so many aspects of this process. Surely, we're going to need international help on this, by the sounds of things.
There are two processes, but can I say, you know, Declan accuses me of some sort of political opportunism, and then he just plucks a quote from Jim Molyneux out of the air. It just drips with hypocrisy. It's really, really depressing. But look, the person I think Declan needs to listen to is Martin McGuinness. What he said to Savile when he refused to answer questions about the IRA was that he wouldn't do it, quote-unquote, under any circumstances. Under any circumstances, that includes any kind of independent international process. We can't decide the process, Joel, until we decide the definitions of things like what do we mean by reconciliation, what do we mean by dealing with the past, and for whose benefit. But let me tell you this. If you approach it with Christian morality, you have your independent, international, overarching framework to do this. We are saying no to what Republicans are saying they want to do in terms of reconciliation, but we are saying yes to the need for reconciliation. We're saying yes. We will not be found.
Let Mike Nesbitt finish his point, Declan Kearney, please.
We're saying yes to reconciliation. We're saying yes, we're up to playing our part. And we're saying yes, the outcome we want to achieve is a Northern Ireland where everybody is at peace with themselves and with each other. But what Sinn Féin are putting forward is a prescriptive framework, and we cannot have that. We will engage with the British government and continue to engage with the British government to see if there is common ground on which to start building a process.